Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden had their weekend at their Delaware Beach house interrupted today. They evacuated after a small private plane entered restricted airspace. The plane was escorted out, and the Bidens have safely returned to their Rehoboth Beach home. The Secret Service says it was an accident and is interviewing the pilot. There's heavy rain and flooding in Miami with reports of cars getting stuck. Forecasters are warning of considerable flash and urban flooding across South Florida today. A system is expected to strengthen to a tropical storm off the East Coast by tonight. It's part of the same system that moved in from the Pacific, making landfall Monday in Mexico as a deadly hurricane. The most significant city on the front lines in eastern Ukraine that Russia wants is Severodonetsk, and both sides are fighting hard for it. NPR's Peter Granitz reports from Kyiv. Ukraine says it has recaptured some territory there, but there are fears the city will fall to Russia in the coming days.
If you look at a map of the territory within Ukraine that is now under Russian control, it looks like a backwards C. And right in the middle of that open space is Severodonetsk. It is contested, but it's unclear how much of the city Ukrainian forces still actually hold on to.
Russia and the U.S. both urging Turkey to refrain from launching a military operation in northern Syria. But NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Ankara shows no sign of reconsidering what it envisions as a safe zone along the Syrian border.
Turkey has launched three military operations in northern Syria since 2016, primarily moving against U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters known as the YPG, as well as against Ankara's longtime foe, the PKK. Now, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is speaking of a fourth operation to clear militants away from the border, saying, quote, "We'll come down on them suddenly one night." Analysts say the new operation would focus on Tel Rifat and Manbij. Turkey would also like to build housing in northern Syria so Erdogan can fulfill his promise to return 1 million Syrians to their homeland. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
On Wall Street, a recent rally reversed and stocks fell into negative territory, NPR's David Gura reports.
The Dow and the Nasdaq each dropped by almost 1%, and the broad-based S&P 500 ended the week down by 1.2%. New jobs data on Friday showed the labor market is still hot. Employers added more jobs than Wall Street expected, and the unemployment rate remained at 3.6%. That's good for people who are looking for jobs, but employers are struggling to find workers, and they're dangling higher wages and better benefits. The worry is that the higher pay could aggravate inflation. President Biden this week said fighting inflation is his top economic priority. He met with the Federal Reserve Chair and the Treasury Secretary on Tuesday to discuss the economy. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
It's NPR News. States are pre-ordering COVID-19 vaccines for children 4 and younger in anticipation of the shots being authorized later this month. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports Montana wants to increase access this time around after some parents had trouble finding the shots for their older children.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are expected to greenlight two COVID vaccines for children under 5 later this month. In Montana, state health officials are pre-ordering the shots ahead of the expected approval. The state health department is also working to recruit more providers in remote areas of the state to administer shots following accessibility problems for kids 5 to 11 years old last year. Some counties and pharmacies didn't offer the shots, citing low demand. That forced some parents to drive more than 100 miles to get their children vaccinated. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton in Columbia Falls, Montana.
Today is the 33rd anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre in Beijing and in Hong Kong, where people traditionally gather in a park to remember the mass killing of pro-democracy protesters by the Chinese army, a warning from police there. People are not to assemble, and a portion of the park has been shut to keep them away. It's seen as another sign Hong Kong is losing its freedoms to Beijing's tightening grip over the semi-autonomous Chinese city. I'm Amy Held in Washington. You're listening to NPR News.